Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Welcome back. The devil's nightmare, Chateau Etat. Nikita Koloff. Hey, we're here, the Man Up Show. And it is, guess what? Time to man up. And I have in studio with me today a man's man, a story behind this man, Bishop Larry Jackson, senior pastor at Bethel Outreach International Church, located in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bishop, great to have you with me in the studio today.
Man, it's good. So good to be with you, bro.
Likewise. I mean, it's been fun getting to know you over the years. I mean, we've shared a platform before, yes. And I mean, I've emceed some conferences. We've been both speakers at conferences, yes. And man, you have I did a little research on you, even though we're friends, you know. I'm like, I need to do a little research. You serve as regional bishop for the Fellowship of International Churches too, right?
Yeah, we're Wellington Boone, overseer.
Wellington Boone, yeah. And I know, too, nationally known Promise Keeper speaker,
yeah.
And you've ministered internationally as keynote in conferences.
Yeah.
Feature guests on INSP, the Inspirational Network, as well as Praise the Lord and TPN. Man, we're how do you have time to do all these things?
Hey, bro, Bishop? I don't know. Five daughters and a wife. You have somewhere. You need somewhere to run. You know, every once in a while.
Five daughters and a wife. Well, listen, while we're throwing everything out here, I might as well throw that founder and president of Frontliners Men's Ministry.
Yeah,
I know. I did an online platform with you recently of that. Not to mention, we'll talk about some of your books and all of that. And I thought I did well at raising four girls. You have five.
Five, bro. And having a wedding this year, too. So
First one? First wedding?
No. This is third one.
Third one. So you'll be marrying off your third. I recently married off my fourth and final daughter.
Oh, man. I envy you.
I was like, people looked at me and they go, how do you feel, Dad? I go, I'm done.
That's right.
I'm done. So wow, five girls. So this will be the third one getting married, and then so what do they range?
Well, the baby is getting married, and so she's 28, and all of them done well. She's an attorney and all that, and then they go every 2 years. They 28, 30, 32, 34. All of them are bumping up to the odd numbers this year.
Then
my oldest is like 40. So that's a little span in between. But the oldest and the middle child they are married.
Okay.
And now the baby's getting married. So I got.
So they staggered that.
Yeah, staggered that thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to find two more good men for the other two.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's critical, right?
Yeah, that's it, right there.
I mean, I feel fortunate that the four men that are married to my daughters are good providers, have a solid foundation in their lives.
Yeah.
It was my baby girl that just recently got married. I mean, just a good godly man, you know, loves the Lord, spent a lot of time with him, and just, you know, learning about his upbringing and got a good family.
Awesome. That's so the only way, right? You can do it if it's not. Because I refuse to give her away to someone that can't do what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let her go down.
So for those who again, this is just a conversational show, but we'll get back to some of the stuff that you're involved in and doing. But so, because this is good right here. So for the listener, there's a man out there, or even, you know, women listen to this show as well, even though it's called the Man Up Podcast.
Oh, yeah,
it's
no, time, no,
women listen too. Yeah. So what would you say to that man out there that's raising daughters? I recently had one of my wrestling buddies, Road Warrior Animal.
Oh, yes.
He passed away in 2020.
Yeah.
His son, James, played for the Rams for like eight or 9 years.
I remember.
He just had his third daughter.
Wow.
So he reached out to me randomly. He's like, hey, I'm reaching out to men of faith who raise girls who might be able to give me some advice.
That's right. That's right.
So you already kind of touched on it, but what advice would you say to give to men out there raising girls who whose desire and prayer is that a godly husband, how would they determine if this man's the right one for my daughter, in your view?
Well, it's interesting, too, because one of the things I would say to them is that you got to live a life before them that they would now be able to look for when they're looking at that man. So when they're looking at the man, they got to be able to look back at their father, I believe, to say, I need him. You know, that's the kind of guy. And my daughters have said it similar to me, that if there was something such as, you know, reincarnation, which we know it isn't, but he said, if it was reincarnation, I want to come back as mommy. You know, because of the way you treat our mother, I want that man like that. Mm. It's interesting, too, you ask that question, because many people would ask me, they'll say to me, I know you got a big gun at home, right? You got a big gun. Yeah, I know you know, if you got all these young men coming around.
Double barrel.
That's right, that's right. And I say, no, I don't have a gun. I don't have a gun. And they said, okay, so how are you vetting these young men? I said, well, my daughters know this. The young man that is going to marry them has to be able to go with me into my basement. And they're going, oh, you're going to beat him up. Said, no, I'm not going to beat him up either.
We'll beat down.
Yeah, no, they're not going to beat him up either. I said, he has to lead me in worship for an hour.
Wow. Okay.
I said, if he can lead me in worship for an hour, then he can have her, because I can lead her in worship for an hour.
Mm.
I think you got to have the principles of God in your household, the kingdom principles, and you live by principle,
right?
Not by preference. Mm. It's a difference. You know, I may have a lot of preferences for them, but I don't usually give them much of that. It's amazing too, Nikita, that Jesus never gave us his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Never gave it. He gave us principles and the will of the Father,
right?
And that's what I try to teach. And they then start looking for that. So,
well, and I think you hit on something too. You hit on a very valid point, in that it is what you, as a man of God, have modeled for your daughters.
Yes,
and what you said, how you've treated your wife, how you've taken care of your wife, served your wife, and so that. And I feel fortunate too, because my daughters have said to me, Dad, when we were looking for a husband, we were looking for a man like you.
Looking for you. That's
right. Because they're watching.
That's right.
They're listening.
Yeah.
Right. And actions speak louder than words many times.
Absolutely.
Right. And so I'm thankful that I was able to model that for them and give them kind of a picture of what their future husband potentially could look like. And that's what I hear you saying.
You know, I just was looking at a documentary on a famous wrestler who just really destroyed his family because he was not there for them, because he made everything about the industry and
trying
to
him.
Get to the, yeah and about him and get to the top, and even for you to say that is, it says a lot, because it's not a lot of those guys that their children will say, I'm looking for you.
Yeah,
and most of them looking for somebody not like you
know.
And that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, likewise to you. Kudos to you. It's such a blessing, right, to have your daughters come back and say something like that. I know my youngest one, she caught me off guard at the wedding, right? And I knew the first look, they call it, right, where dad gets his first look at the bride in her wedding dress.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get choked up now talking about it.
Yeah.
And I knew that was coming, right? And that they'd want to capture that in photo and videographer and all that. What I didn't know that was extra special with her was they set me in place, and I'm outside. She's in the house finishing up. She's going to come out and tap me on the shoulder, and I get to turn around and see her. What I didn't know was he was going to first hand me an envelope, and she calls me Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's written, she handwrites that on the envelope, Papa. And he goes, okay, when I tell you, don't open it yet. He goes, when I tell you it's ready, open it and read it out loud. And I'm like,
wow.
All right. So I'm standing there holding this envelope for, what felt like 5 minutes. It probably wasn't, but and looking at it, he goes, he gets all his camera set, and he goes, all right. So I open it up, and the first thing, Larry, it says is to the man I first loved.
Wow.
And I barely got through those five words. I'm like, I'm pausing. I'm like catching my, lump in my throat.
Yeah.
And then I open it up, and there's this whole handwritten note in there of all her memories of our time together and daddy-daughter dates and special memories. And that probably did take me 5 minutes to get through. I know I paused at least five times to get the lump out of my throat.
Oh, yeah, that's special.
Yeah.
Come on, there's nothing like that. And again, to men that are raising daughters, you said something, daddy, daughter, date, the time. I've made sure that even with the five, I had individual time with them. That
yes.
it was not always a corporate situation.
Right.
And we had some of those.
Right.
Recently, I just, you know, the last Toy Story came out. Now, how do I know that? As a 63-year-old man, that Toy Story is coming out.
Yeah.
It's because I took my daughters on a daddy-daughter, my wife couldn't go, okay, to the first Toy Story. So we saw number one.
Yeah.
When the second one came out, they were a little older naturally, but they says, hey, we saw the first one, we got to see the second one.
Right.
The third one comes out, they're much older. Come on, they, right. yeah. And we go see that. Now,
absolutely.
These are grown women. Number four come out,
yep.
the final one. I get a call on the phone. Hey, Toy Story 4 coming out.
When are we going?
When are we going?
Come on, you I know? Love it.
And so,
I love it.
So all of us, you know, no grandchildren. I've got six of those, bless the Lord.
Yep.
But none of them could come. Yep. Wife couldn't come because they weren't at the first one.
Yep.
So they can't be a part of the fourth
Man,
one.
Man, that's so good. And you and I have, in hearing more of that story, you and I have so much in common because what I did as with my daughters as grown women, we went to Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Yep.
I got a condo for the weekend up there in Gatlinburg.
Yep.
And it was just the five of us. It was
yep.
the four girls and me
yes,
up there. And that was just two, 3 years ago that
wow.
we did that.
Yes, that's
and
important.
And the other thing I did too is like I took them on not only special days, but like a special trip, like when they turned 13,
yeah.
like a special trip, just one-on-one.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you want to go? One went to San Diego, we went to Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, different places.
That's
so
awesome.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
We so appreciate our listeners. If you will support this program with a financial gift of any amount, I will send you a personalized copy of my latest book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to Koloff.net, that's Koloff.net, Koloff.net, and make your contribution today. Well, great advice. Well, and of course, obviously, we're talking about daughters, but
yeah.
even the men who have sons out there, just as important, right?
Just as important, probably even more.
Okay.
Because men need that interaction with their fathers at a level. It has been, the statistics are, this is a horrible statistic that a man spends with his sons, but it says with all of his children, at this point, bro, 11 days in his lifetime collectively with his children.
That's crazy.
And he spends 18 years working.
Yeah.
11 days collectively.
Right. When you add it all up.
When you add it all up.
If they're not intentional
yeah.
about spending time together,
that's
like we're
right.
talking about one-on-one
exactly.
or whatever.
11 days.
Comes home from work, grabs a meal.
Yeah, they're there, but you're not.
Right. You're not engaging.
Yeah. So young men definitely need this, and they need their fathers. I was just on my way here talking to my son-in-law about my grandson.
Yeah.
Because my grandson at 9 years old is engaged in the Word. And I said to him, this is what you need to be doing with Caden. This is how you need to be coming because he needs your father,
yeah.
his father. And you are in the Word and you are after God, but you can't let Charity, who's my daughter, you can't let her take the lead.
Yeah.
And right sure. now, you know, she's helping Caden understand some of the things. No, she can't handle the lead. And he's not absentee. He's not out of place.
Yeah.
So he does that. Matter of fact, he's a coach and he's coaching them in football and all that. But I said, no, this place of the Word, you got to take that lead.
It's got to be intentional, and it's got to
be intentional,
right?
Got to be intentional.
So, which Bishop, I know, you know, I mentioned Promise Keepers, and you and I have something else in common. That's a real heart for men, and
yes.
so,
yes.
you know, you being a so engaged in Promise Keepers over the years, and some of the other men's conferences that speak to our men out there about the importance of manhood
yeah.
and not only what you model for your children but just what do you model for others as well.
Exactly. Man of God, it's interesting too because I tell people this, let me set it up this way. Worship is so important to God. And we know how important it is to God because Satan asked Jesus to worship him.
It's good.
Satan didn't ask him to pray to him, didn't ask him to give to him or anything. He says, bow down and worship me. So that showed you the importance of worship, if you will. Yeah. If that is the case, okay, the attacks of Satan against manhood shows you the importance of men and how important it is that men would be in place with God. The first thing that Adam did in the garden was worship. The word avad there means work, but the extended definition of the word dress is avad, but the extended definition is Levitical worship. Because there was really no work for Adam to do. His whole life was to give honor and worth to God because everything had been provided. And so Satan doesn't want a man in his manly position to worship Almighty God, because now that ushers in something tremendously. And I want you to think about that. Even in our churches, we see men that are not engaged doing the worship time.
Right.
You know, a little distracted, hands in the
hands
pocket.
Hands in the pocket, arms folded.
Yeah. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not surrendered to the king as the one that's leading the worship in the household, but also in the society. So Satan has come at us to try to remove us and now try to redefine who we are as men.
Our whole identity.
Identity. Now we're toxic. We, you know, our masculinity because of some bad apples, and they were bad apples, but every man isn't toxic. You see, we've just been talking about the fact of how we have raised our homes and how we engage with our wives and all of those kind of things. So every man's not that, but they put everybody in the same basket.
Yeah.
So if we don't understand that the enemy hates us and we've got to get our place, then we won't do the things necessary to be men. And the other thing is, Man Up Camp is awesome because it's training men to be men.
Right.
Because just because you're a male and you stand up at the bathroom urinal doesn't mean you're a man.
That's right.
You see?
Yeah, the difference between being a male and a man,
Totally different.
Different. Well, talk to me about, in that same vein, talk to me about frontliners, because I know, what was the vision for frontliners?
Frontliners' vision is to bring men to the front of lines of what God's saying and what God is doing.
Okay.
So they are frontline soldiers. It's like, okay, get ready for war because you're in it even if you don't know it. See, in my mind, I see men as refugees running away from the battle rather than Marines running to the battle.
Mm.
You see, so we
Jonah's
example.
Yeah.
So we need to train men to get in the fight because you're in it anyway. You can't turn on the television and not be in it. You know, you can't look at most programs and not be in it at all. So you're in the battle.
Right. You can't drive down an interstate and look at a billboard and not be in it. Right? A magazine stand at the grocery store. A mutual friend of ours, Rick Joyner, likes to say it this way, and I know you've probably heard him say this before, that you know, we've been dropped behind enemy lines.
Nice. That's right.
I mean, we're living a fallen, broken world.
That's right.
Right? And so the equipping of men to be men is so critical in today's culture and time, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, with frontliners, so how are you getting that message out there to men? I know online and how?
Well, there is a website, frontliners, frontlinersadvancement.org.
Okay.
So there is that website. Matter of fact, it's just newly been revamped and brought back up. So Frontliners Advancement at ORG. But also on Facebook, we have that private Facebook group.
Okay.
There are guys who can say, I want to join the Facebook group, which is Frontliners Advancement Facebook group. It's a group. And we did that because on the second Saturday, and that happened this Saturday, every second Saturday, we have men to come speak to these men that's a part of that group. And the reason why I did a group is because now they had to take a step. It's not just fed on Facebook and you get to see it.
Right.
It's much like this podcast. You got to find it.
Right.
Then you got to, you know, you want to engage. So you got to say, I want this podcast all the time. So you got to make a step. And that's what I wanted. And so that's why it is. And they can't even share that on Facebook, because when you're in a group, the stuff is not even shareable.
And there's accountability there,
too. There as well. And it's about 410 men out there on that Facebook group, which is, Yes, for a group on Facebook.
Not enough,
nice.
Though. We want more.
No, we want more. We want more. We want more. We're not satisfied.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that you get about 400 men to engage.
Yeah, absolutely. And so get one more time. Give that website one more time, or how to find Frontliners.
Frontlinersadvancement.org.
Okay.
Which is or Frontliners Facebook group.
Okay.
So that's private, but you ask to join.
Right.
We will
be
get
accepted
you in.
Or whatever.
We'll
get you so, in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome, and I know it's so critical, the equipping of men.
It's no
so
question.
Critical.
No question. This is that hour, man. We've got to.
Yep. So you've written. I just want to touch on this too. So you've written several books. Is there one that kind of stands out for you that you've written that it maybe felt is more impacting than others?
It's hard to say, yes, but I would say it's interesting. I was telling some people last night, the smallest book I've written, and it's geared a little bit towards men, it's called One Degree of Change.
Okay.
And it is that degree between 211 and 212 degrees, that one degree from hot to boiling. Mm. How do you get from hot to boiling? How do you do that? And I use football analogies to help men especially, but
understand,
anybody could read it to understand how to get to that place.
Yeah.
And you play ball, so you know that there were games, but then there were games.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And when you were playing the rival, coaches didn't have to do anything.
You're jacked up more already.
All week practice is more intense.
Yeah.
But you same play, same everything. What happened? It was there's something that switched.
Yeah.
You went from hot to boiling. Because this is a rival game, and I'm not going to get beat by the rival. How do you get there? And I try to give a systematic way of using the Word of God to get there. And it's called One Degree of Change. And you can read it in one sitting, but the principles you got to live over a lifetime.
And where would people find your books? Amazon? I mean,
Amazon. They're all on Amazon, but you can find that. But at another website is bishoplarryjackson.com. All of the books are right there. Bishoplarryjackson.com.
You got a store site on there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Bishoplarryjackson.com.
Yep.
You can find them right there.
Yep.
Talk to us about Bethel. Talk to us about
you've been there too. But it's just a great church there in multiracial international church, Bethel Outreach International Church. It's just not a name. It is international. I think it's maybe seven nations now.
Awesome.
And that's phenomenal.
It's in Charlotte.
Charlotte. Just a thriving community of believers that love the Lord, really, really after God's heart. And I am just blessed to be their pastor. That's what
Take a minute. What's the future hold for Bishop Larry Jackson? Like what's your vision? Now, obviously, we talked about men and raising families and all that, but is there something that the Lord has targeted for you over the next period of weeks, months?
Again, with the men, and I have the women's ministry as well, called True Value of a Woman's.
There you are, ladies. Come on.
Yeah, truevalueofwoman.com. They can go there. But what happened is God instructed me to launch a whole LLC called Them, because God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And so you have men and women and even marriage. So that's threefold marriage movement. So you got three ministries under this one heading, on this covering company. And my mindset is that we've got to attack the culture with truth. Good. We've got to prove and show them who we really are. We got to show them what a real man look like, what women with value look like, and what real marriage look like between those two.
Man, that's good.
What does that look like? And so
you're helping to kind of paint that picture, for men, women, families, and
the whole gamut.
Because truth is eternal, right?
That's it.
Truth.
So
is
that's
eternal.
My mission at this point, man of God.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wrote this quote down. Does this sound familiar? I'm hoping you said it. If you want to grow in the things of God, the Bible must become a daily part of your life.
Absolutely. Done. It's been proven now that if you're in the Bible four times a week, that the things that are negative in your life start decreasing drastically. But the things that you should be doing positively exponentially increase.
Mm.
But three times a week, you don't get much of a tip up. You don't. It's just one, two, and three, very, very minimal change in your life. At four, you go through the roof. Most are not reading the Bible on a daily basis.
Yeah. I was talking to a pastor in Maryland, Waldorf, Maryland. We're trying to set some dates to come up and do some men's ministry and preach. And he gave me a staggering statistic saying 9% of those who profess to be believers,
right,
9% even spend any time in their Bible.
Exactly.
And so 4 days a week, yeah, that's the benchmark.
Yeah, 4 days a week. Got to be 4 days a week.
4 days a week. Get, yep, in the Word.
In the Word. Every
get
day.
In the Word, and exponentially the positive things in life will increase.
Yep.
And the negative things
decrease.
Well,
just by reading. And we ain't talking study.
Sounds like John saying, I must decrease and he must increase,
every
right?
Time. That's right.
And so we're going to get your message out there one more time, bishoplarryjackson.com.
Where all the books are, yeah.
Can they find out more about Bethel and everything there?
Yeah, they can.
So, and more about your men's ministry, the frontliners.
All of
that. What's the ladies called again?
True Value of a Woman.
True Value of a Woman.
.com, yeah.
Because they're not valued enough, are
not,
they?
Not enough at all.
Man, well, as a man with five daughters.
Oh, yeah, I had to have something, didn't I?
And a man with four daughters, I think it was wise of you to launch that ministry as well.
That's
so,
right.
Well, I want to thank you. It's been great having Bishop Larry Jackson here in studio today on the Man Up podcast. And to all of you out there, if something resonated with what the bishop said today, I mean, what's that book, One Degree of Change. One Degree of Change. Man, go order that book, read that. So you could read it in a day.
Yeah.
And let that impact your life, impact your family's life. And hey, you know what, man, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, you're listening to this show and something's stirring in your heart after what the bishop said or through our conversation, there is no promise of tomorrow. Can I encourage you to make that decision today? Don't wait any longer. Don't put it off. If you're in a car driving, pull over to the shoulder and just humble your heart before the Lord and just confess and repent and ask Jesus to come in. If you're in a hotel room, wherever you're at. But all that to say, thank you today for tuning in to It's Time to Man Up. Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. If that appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.